got my hands in my pockets, kicking these rocks. It's kind of hard to watch.
Good evening and welcome to the Carolyn Holt Show. I am not kicking rocks today. I was privileged to get a piece of cake and ice cream. It was somebody's wonderful birthday today, and they shared with me cake and ice cream, neither of which I need. But, oh my God, is the cake wonderful, and is the ice cream wonderful? And it was for a wonderful and lovely young lady, so there. But on tonight's show, we're going to be talking about rude drivers and road rage. And the reason we're talking about it, because I am blessed by God to still be sitting here to talk to you, because just in the last month, I have been so close to having a major incident and accident happen. And it is the result of just, the earth having flipped on its axis or something, because the three incidents have really been close calls. And the last one was Mother's Day weekend. My family and I, we were on our way over near the Grove, and a young man ran a light, hit the car in front of us, and kept going, almost sideswiping us on the passenger side. He was determined to get away. I don't know what happened, because I didn't see the incident on the news, so I'm not sure. But there is a lot of rage out there, and I think we need to rein some of it in, because it's one thing to be a little annoyed, but it's another thing to be willing to take someone's life and be okay with that. The previous incident to that happened the weekend of the Dodgers and the Clippers playoff game. The traffic was awful. I was coming back to L.A. from Palm Springs, and this Dodger fan, now the reason I know he was a Dodger fan, because he had everything Dodger blue on his truck. He, on the driver's side, he got so close that it was just inches that saved us, and then had the nerve to flip us off after he cut across five lanes of traffic to try to get to an off ramp to get to the Dodger game. And the reason I know this is because they were talking about the traffic as we were driving in. They were talking about the traffic and people trying to go to the Dodger game and people trying to go to the Clippers game. And so I was so upset that I wanted to call the Dodger organization and tell them that they need to get on their fans, because they have some very rude and inconsiderate fans when it comes to trying to get somewhere on time. Well, you know, if you live here in Los Angeles, the traffic is always bad, and particularly on the weekend, because a lot of events are taking place all at one time. And so you just have to leave earlier. You can't just get out there at the last minute and think that it's okay to kill everybody. Now, if you choose to kill yourself, that's a different matter. But to take it upon yourself to run the risk of hurting so many innocent people, people who don't even know you, I just think that's awful behavior. And there's a lot of rudeness. I think it has increased more in 2017, though, than in previous years. The contention is by several different sources, especially organizations that study driving. They believe that it has a lot to do with wealth and privilege. And the people who drive really nice BMWs, as a matter of fact, BMW is the leading cause of accidents and incidents that occur as a result of road rage. So you BMW drivers, you need to check yourself. Not only BMWs, but there's the Priuses and the Land Rovers and the Audis. As a matter of fact, they say that 34% of the accidents and incidents involving road rage is as a the result of BMW drivers. 32% Land Rover drivers, 29% Audi drivers, and they say that Prius drivers, they didn't give a percentage, but apparently they're considered the stuffy ones. You know, it's a privilege to drive a Prius. You really arrived, and all of that's fine for you to think about your car. But you need to think about the lives of others that you are causing injury to, first and foremost. So, with Memorial Day weekend approaching, I thought it would be pretty interesting to talk about road rage and road safety and rude drivers, because next weekend it'll be a lot of people out on the freeway in particular, moving around and at very fast paces, and probably under the influence of a lot of things. So I think you need to start thinking about these things in advance, because I think all of us have been very annoyed from time to time, you know, in terms of driving. I don't know a person who has not been annoyed, but it does not have to get to the point of rage. But I have some issues that does cause rage, and if you are a person that often practice these things, then I'm asking you to stop it, because it is inciting others, and unfortunately, many times it leads to road rage. And the number one act that incites road rage is being abruptly cut off. Now, if you have driven with for any length of time, and especially freeway driving, and here in Los Angeles, street driving, there's a lot of people who practice just abruptly cutting people off. And the interesting thing is that they never just go to one lane. Generally, if they cut you off, it's through 4 or 5 lanes, which I just don't understand. Many times it's the result that of doing things that they know they shouldn't be doing and not paying attention. And sports cars, they like to cut people off. People who buy those cars and they do all of these things to them and make them look, I guess, interesting to other people, especially young males. They like to soup their car up, and they are notorious for cutting people off on major streets here in Los Angeles. And I live between two major intersections, and weekly there are incidents of not only road rage, but serious injuries. So all I'm suggesting is that you slow down, and you don't have to abruptly cut people off. That is something that you can give some thought to. You don't have to just suddenly be in the lane that they're in, even though you may feel that you are entitled to be there. That's just not how it goes. That's just rude and bad manners. But the next incident is I see often on the freeway, and especially when people are traveling long distances, you'll see this. Driving slowly in the fast lane. Now, I'm not quite sure what makes people drive slowly in a fast lane. I don't understand that at all. So I do understand people getting annoyed. And the suggestion is that you pass them as soon as possible. You don't fly into a rage. But I know that people do. And it is annoying when you are at a certain pace and then there's this slow vehicle. Many times traveling on the freeway, I see all of this distance between the slow car in the far right lane instead of in the lane that it should be in. Because the handbook says, what, slower traffic, keep to the right. Well, for some reason, they tend to find themselves in the left lane for for some unexplained reason. So I'm not sure why that is, but slower traffic should keep to the right. And so don't get in the left lane and slow up the other drivers who are at least doing the speed limit and probably then some. But don't be that person. Another notorious act that causes road rage is tailgating. And I find it interesting because many people like to tailgate in those HOV lanes and those lanes, the fast track lanes, where you have to pay money to drive in those. People tailgate in those lanes. And I don't understand that at all because even though there's not a posted speed limit, if the traffic suddenly slows for some reason, you're gonna really run into the back of somebody. And also, the motorcycles that ride in that lane, they don't use the precautions in the ways that they should. And so it's a lot happening. So tailgating just does not make sense on the freeway and even in the fast lane. But you know, if you pump your brakes, people get almost enraged if you're trying to let them know, you know, slow down, don't drive up on me. But for some reason, people think that tailgating is okay. And I don't know where they got that from. And many times I think the biggest problem is that people are running late. And when they're running late, they will simply run over you on the freeway, on the street, and particularly in the mornings when parents are dropping their children off at school. This is when you see a lot of this. People are running late. And if you just, you know, tap your horn and let them know that it's kids coming, it's a lot of moving parts. You need to pay attention. You can see them gyrating in the doing all of these gestures in the mirror and carrying on and flipping the bird to you out the window when it's clearly their problem. But I guess they don't want to own that. So but I think that that's something that they should pay attention to. If you're running late, you just need to slow down because it doesn't make sense to cure yourself and everybody else because you're running late. Now, this is my pet peeve here. When people switch lanes and they don't use their signal. Well, the last time I checked, the signal comes with the car. It's not something you have to pay additional money for. So use your signal. And you know, there are these folks out there who cut in front of you suddenly and then put their signal on. as if you're supposed to know exactly what's in their head and what they're doing. I don't know where that practice came from, that you just zoom in front of somebody and then put your signal on and they're supposed to not hit you. Well, I think you should not only have your car hit, but maybe a knock upside your head too for making such a bad and reckless choice, because this kind of behavior is what's attributing to driving up insurance rates and all kinds of things. So use your signal. It comes with the car. Well, I have a lot more rude behavior and road rage to talk about, but I'm going to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to finish up talking about what gets the rage started. I'll be right back.
Mastering math can be big fun, fun for you and everyone. Play it each and every day. Master math the easy way. Sing, play, Math Maze.
Why not turn math time into fun time with Math Maze, the new game craze? Get yours today at mathmaze.us.
Mom, now you can help your son master math and have big fun. Play it each and every day. Master math the easy way. Sing, play, Math Maze.
Make sure your child owns the skills necessary for success in high school algebra. Get it now. MathMaze.us. MathMaze.us.
And now you can help your daughter play it like you know you ought to. Play it each and every day. Master Math the easy way. Say it, play it. MathMaze
cards contain both Spanish and English. Get yours today at MathMaze.us. That's MathMaze.us.
I love it. If you're driving, and especially for Memorial Day weekend, don't worry. Be happy. Because, you know, if you don't take your time, you're not going to be able to get to Memorial Day weekend. So my suggestion is slow down. You move too fast. So, but we're talking about rude drivers and bad behavior on the road. To me, it's just getting worse. And I can always tell when it's a new moon or a full moon just by the behavior of drivers. And I'm sure you can too. But tonight we're going to talk about the reasons that road rage gets started in the first place. And it is because of behavior that is just prone to accidents and incidents. So watch your behavior out there. The next incident or behavior that causes incidents and accidents is texting or using your phone while driving. Now, it's very interesting to me because people even do this on the freeway in those HOV lanes. I've seen them just holding up traffic, texting and on the phone. Now, it's a major ticket if you're using your phone. And I think they've even implemented some new law for this particular year regarding texting and using your phone. So why risk paying all that money for something that can be avoided? So put your phone down. Now, I know that everybody here in Southern California, anyway, I know they're very important and they got business to take care of and business to do. But if you are not living, the business will never happen. So don't text and use your phone while driving, because you can have an accident. According to the Highway Patrol, California Highway Patrol, if you get a ticket and you have to go to driving school, they say that some of the most horrific accidents are caused by, people using their phone and people texting. So when they show you the movie and the film of those kinds of situations. It is. It's just sometimes these, when there are fatalities, these people, their flesh is scattered, you know, on the roadway. That's how bad it is in texting and using your phone situation. So please, like I said, with the holiday weekend coming up, don't do that, okay? The next one is not checking your blind spot. And you really do, if you're planning to move to your left in particular, you really do need to check your blind spot, because a car could suddenly be in your space before you know it. Now, most of the newer vehicles, they have those lights that come on to let you know when other cars are approaching and all of that. But being cautious in terms of your blind spot, that's just one of the basic things that you learn, you know, when you're learning to drive. And I think it's even part of the driving test that you have to take. So check your blind spot. That's very important when you're out on the roadway. And carry a lot of patience along with your trip, because people make mistakes and they do dumb and stupid things, but don't ruin your trip with the rage part. Leave that at home. As the song said, don't worry, just be happy. Have a good time. Enjoy yourself. Okay. The next one on the list is, this is in street driving, is racing and speeding only to get to the light and have to stop along with all the people you just passed up. Now, if you're going to have to sit at the light with everybody else, then you don't need to speed. Slow down, because you're not going to get to your destination any faster sitting at the light with all the rest of the people. So if speeding is your thing, slow down, settle down, okay? And the last one is, a lot of times people say that they have road rage just because they're having a bad day. And I understand that. I understand having a bad day. But having a bad day does not give you license to create a bad day for other people who, when they left their home, having an incident or an accident was not on their mind. So when you're having a bad day, don't go out there and ruin the day for others, because the statistics regarding road rage and rude drivers, it's pretty interesting. I guess it's just part of the automotive culture these days to be in a rush and not have time and not understand the necessity for slowing down. It says that road rage is a leading cause of accidents, even if there is no injury. It says 94% of all traffic accidents are caused by driver error, and 33% of the 94% can be linked to behavior that's assigned to rudeness or road rage. Many times it's because people do a lot of illegal maneuvering, which I talked about earlier, or misjudging the intent of another driver. And there was a study done, and the study said that over a seven-year period, 12,500 injuries and 218 deaths happened mostly because of not only road rage, but bad behavior. And many times the rage ended in deliberate murders because of angry drivers. And unfortunately, this is increasing at a rate of 7% a year, that road rage due to angry drivers is on the increase, not on the decrease. So I just think we really have to be mindful, and we have to do something about it, because driving a car is still one of the number one ways that people get around. And since it's one of the number one ways that people move around, it's not going anywhere. So we got to figure out how we can all have a good driving experience, because in driving, you know, they teach you it's called defensive driving, or watching out for the other guy. And I just say we just have to make ourselves a committee of one, and not always have to watch out for the other guy, but just watch out for ourselves so that we are not the reason that the other guy is about to cause an accident or an incident. Because, you know, we're all guilty sometimes of doing some things that possibly could cause major injury. It says, according to Safe Motorist, 66% of traffic fatalities is linked to aggressive driving. And 37% of those fatalities were found to be caused by a firearm. So people are carrying guns in their cars, and they will use them. Just today, I saw, I was on at a Trader Joe's, the one that's at Fairfax and 3rd, and there was a situation where a lady, there was a pedestrian walking, and the lady was, her car was at the ticket area. And the lady behind her blew at her. And the lady who was at the ticket area trying to, you know, how you have to get a parking pass, she got out of her car and went to check the lady behind her. Now, of course, nobody recommends this kind of behavior, because, you know, I immediately thought they probably need to call security. And she explained to the lady, she said, you know, what did you want me to do? I'm trying to miss the pedestrian. That's why I'm still sitting here. What did you want to see me doing? And the lady that she was talking to turned her head. And so that made the other driver even more incensed. So all I'm saying is, I don't recommend, and law enforcement does not recommend, that if you're in a situation where people are upset and there's rage involved, they don't recommend you get out of your car and go personally confront a driver. That's not a recommendation, even though I understand why she did it. She's probably having a bad day. And so this was just one more thing on her plate. But it's a dangerous thing to do, because firearms, people are carrying them. And often you don't know that they are carrying them, and they will use them. So, yeah, you have to really be careful out there. And I wasn't sure what was going to happen today, but they seem to work it out. The lady calmed down a little bit, but it was kind of touch and go there for a moment. I wasn't sure what was going to happen. It says that at least half of drivers who admit to road rage stories engaged in aggressive behavior themselves. And as I said earlier, we're all guilty of maybe not rage, but we're all guilty of being annoyed by what we think is bad driving. And so we can lose our cool, and losing our cool is not good, but it happens. So But the principal thing that all of safe driving resources, all of them want you to know one thing. They all warn that drivers should avoid the temptation to seek revenge. I'm going to say that again. They all say you have to avoid the temptation to seek revenge or intimidate through aggressive behavior, because it can turn to death. And like with the holiday that's coming up, just leave early enough that you can take your time and that you don't have to rush and you don't have to get involved in an incident. Okay? So that's just something to keep in mind. Now, I thought it was pretty interesting in terms of the cars that are involved in most of the road rage incidents. And I started the show by telling you about the BMW that we encountered on Mother's Day weekend. But it's a personality type. And the data suggests that the wealthy are notorious for having a lot of rage because they don't want to have to wait for anything. In their minds, they got business to do and they're out trying to make things happen. And the poor is standing in their way. And in their minds, if you're poor, they don't have anything to do with you anyway. You don't really matter. So you need to get out of their way. So wealthy people, it is wonderful that you're wealthy. But the poor people have just as much right to be on the road as you do, and you need to respect that. The other group of people that fit into the road rage the road rage category, they are sports fans. And when I say sports fans, these are the people that are diehards, the diehard Laker fans, the diehard Dodger fans, the diehard Clipper fans. They don't take any mess and they will run over you to get to the game. So you need to be mindful of that. It's also recommended by the safety community that when you encounter this, the other thing that's important to do rather than getting upset is to take video, because taking video helps in terms of the arrest, and it helps in terms of public shaming. And I hadn't thought about that, but I guess that's true. If you're seen on video, you know, acting up and acting silly and really doing some silly things, it can be a source of major embarrassment. This was not a road rage incident, but I remember the man who, I guess he owned Uber, and they caught him being rude and disrespectful to a driver. And also another man, I think it was a doctor or something, and his behavior toward the Uber driver was really nasty, and they caught it on video. So that's what they recommend, is just take a video of these people misbehaving, because the news media loves this kind of stuff and they love being able to aid in making arrests. So take video and try to get the license plate number of these individuals that are filled with rage and see if that does not help. Also, the self-absorbed and the entitled. They are generally in young males in their 20s with sports cars, and they like to go fast. And even though racing is not allowed, I know that at 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock in the morning, I hear racing on my street. I live on a major street here in Los Angeles, and they get out there and they let their cars rip. And I am here to tell you that between those two major intersections, there have been a lot of accidents because of these young men driving too fast. But it seems to be that the road rage is worst among males, period, no matter what the age group. It seems to be worse among males, and it's really bad when there is drugs or alcohol involved. So if you see somebody swerving and driving across the lane, call 911. Don't try to go and blow your horn and and stare them down and try to get their attention, because you just never know. But it also says that the good news is you don't have to worry about Memorial Day weekend, because it says that September is the worst month for road rage incidents. And when I saw that, I was thinking, well, why would September be the worst month? But when I think about it, September is when people start to get back to normal. After Labor Day is it's like the last big holiday of the summer. And so September, people are starting to get back into a pattern. And it's probably more people on the road then, because parents are taking their children to school and to many other activities. So I can understand that. It says that September is the worst month, but June is the month that the least amount of road rage happens. And I said, well, they must not be encountering some of those brides. I guess they call them bridezillas. They must not be encountering those, because a lot of people get married in the month of June. But I guess they're staying off the street. So if you want to move around and you have a propensity for road rage, then just go in June, okay? Now, in terms of the day of the week, it says that Tuesdays are the worst day overall for road rage incidents. And Sunday is the least. But I hear a lot of people complaining about those Sunday morning and Sunday afternoon drivers. You know, they're just leisurely taking their time. They're not in a hurry. They're not trying to get anywhere too quickly. Well, that's why, because they're not full of rage, and maybe they're going to church. So they're not full of rage yet. They may be full of rage after they get out of church. But Sunday is the least day. Now, the worst time of day for road rage to happen, and I really believe this, it says it's 5:45 p.m. And, you know, people are getting off from work and they're trying to get home. They're trying to get to school to pick the kids up. Generally, most of the schools by 6 o'clock is the time limit that you have to get there and pick your kids up. So I believe that 5:45 is when most road rage and incidents happen, because people are crunched for time. And so if you're in their way, or if you're causing them some kind of trouble in terms of them being able to get there and get there fast, then that makes sense to me, 5:45. Now, they've also done studies in terms of not only the kinds of cars, but the color of the car makes a big difference regarding rude drivers and road rage as well. And the most common color for road rage and rudeness is blue cars. Blue cars are 47% in terms of being involved in an incident or accident. And the next color is black cars. Black cars are 33% involved in incident or accident. Silver cars is 26%. Green cars, 19%. And red cars, 15%. So when I looked at this list, it appears that white cars are not on there. Because if people drive a white car, they're considered nerdy and dorky and all of these other things. So get yourself a white car and maybe it'll calm your behavior down. Because the blue car and the black car somehow gives a lot of power that a lot of perceived power perhaps that you don't have. And I also noticed that SUV drivers and women in particular who drive SUVs, they really do a lot of interesting things on the road. And I guess it's because they have perceived power in a big car, and they feel that they can run over people. So you really have to pay attention to those female SUV drivers, because they too will run over you if you're not careful. But since the white car is not on here, get yourself a white car, and I think you'll lower your incident of of having problems. Okay? Now, according to the Denver Post, the Western states show the lowest incidence of aggressive behavior. And by aggressive behavior, they mean, you know, yelling, tailgating, honking, and gesturing. And this study was done last year. Now, I believe that the Western states have caught up to the Northeast, because they say that the Northeast is the worst. I guess the driving in the Northeast is the most aggressive. But for some reason, they believe that the Western states, you know, they're pretty tame. Well, I don't think they've been here lately. Because things have certainly changed and driving has become a lot more aggressive. But it says that gesturing. Now, gesturing is something that can be avoided. You don't have to flip the bird and do hand movements that are offensive to people. But apparently, it's the number one intimidation factor, because it's the one thing that causes people to be enraged the most, because they take it personally. They see it as a personal affront that you're going to flip the bird on them. And I get that. If you've already cut somebody off, I think you need to keep your finger in your window. I don't think that the wise thing to do is to flip somebody off. But that's just me. But we're going to go to break. And when I come back, I'm going to talk about the recommendations that law enforcement suggests you should do to not only be a victim of road rage, but not to become full of rage yourself. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Mastering math can be big fun. Fun for you and everyone. Play it each and every day. Master math the easy way. Sing, play, Math Maze.
Why not turn math time into fun time with Math Maze, the new game craze? Get yours today at mathmaze.us.
Mom, now you can help your son master math and have big fun. Play it each and every day. Master math the easy way. Sing, play, Math Maze.
Make sure your child owns the skills necessary for success in high school algebra. Get it now. MathMaze.us. MathMaze.us.
And now you can help your daughter play it like you know you ought to. Play it each and every day. Master Math the easy way. Say it, play it. MathMaze
cards contain both Spanish and English. Get yours today at MathMaze.us. That's MathMaze.us.
Maybe we'll make something. Me, my myself, I got nothing to prove.
Is that Tracy? Uh-huh. Well, that, you know, that's a good idea. Take Tracy Chapman along for the ride. And if you're listening to her, then perhaps you won't even think about rage, because she has such a calming voice and such thought-provoking lyrics that your mind will be somewhere else. And so you won't be full of rage. So maybe that's a good suggestion. But law enforcement, they have some suggestions about what to do in order not to become a victim or create a problem for others. Because it is a two-way street, and like most of us, we have become very annoyed with the slow people in front of us, and I know I'm guilty of that one. I was like, oh my God, why are they going so slow? And I will blow my horn, so I'm going to work on not honking at people because they don't like it, and I don't like it either. But anyway, it says, don't offend. Don't cause a driver to have to change their speed or direction because of you. You know, like if you're pumping your brakes suddenly or doing anything, any kind of sudden movement that forces the person behind you to not have a lot of time to react. Don't do that, because it is those kinds of situations that can escalate quite quickly. And, you know, so if you're, what do they call it? If you're a defensive driver, then don't do these things, and you can probably avoid some rude behavior and rage. And it says, be tolerant and forgiving. The other driver just may be having a bad day. Assume that the offense is not personal. And I would agree with that, because I think that most of the times that's how it does escalate, is that the offended person takes it personally, as if the person knows them and they are causing a problem on purpose. So, you know, just be careful with that. Be tolerant and forgiving. That'll help a lot. It'll go a long way, especially if you're going a long distance. You don't want to start your vacation with rage, full of rage. And the most important one, I think, it says, avoid eye contact. Don't make gestures. Maintain safe space around your vehicle. And control. And just control yourself, period. And if necessary, if things get out of control, again, they do recommend that you call 911. Not try to handle the situation yourself. Let trained authorities do their job. Don't try to take matters into your own hand, because, again, people are taking firearms with them and they will use them. So just be mindful of that. The other suggestion they have is to give yourself a little test to see if you suffer from road rage, because we all like to think that we're right and it's always the problem of the other guy. But they asked some questions that I thought were pretty interesting to see if you're full of rage yourself. And the first suggestion they say is, the car ahead of you is going too slow. What do you do when the car ahead of you is going too slow? And these are the answers that people gave. They honk the horn and ride their bumper. And I'm glad that they said that, because that is true. They do blow their horn and they ride the bumper. They become annoyed and not do anything about it. Or Some of them said they keep an eye on the situation and pass as soon as it's safe. So now the question is, which one of those do you choose to do? And most people, they choose to honk the horn and ride their bumper, but that's not the right answer. The right answer is that you need to keep an eye on the situation and pass as soon as possible. But we know that if you have road rage, that's not what you do. The next scenario is that you're driving the speed limit on the freeway, but cars are whizzing by you and giving you dirty looks. What do you do? And the first response from most people is that they call them idiots. That's what they do. Some say that they move over to the slower lane. And others say that they retaliate by preventing people from passing them. Sometimes they even speed up and then slam on the brakes to let them know that they're going too fast. Now, when you think about it, everybody knows that slamming on your brakes going anywhere is very dangerous. But many people acknowledge that that's what they did. And if that's what you're doing, you have road rage and you need to fix that. And besides the fact that it's just rude. So think about that. But the right answer is to move over to the slower lane, especially if you're on a major highway and there are a lot of those big transport trucks. Let them go. Don't impede the progress. Get out of the way so that they can do their thing. And the next scenario is that traffic is at a complete crawl, and the car to your left wants to move in front of you. What do you do? It says, most people, the first thought is to call them a jerk. And they call the people a jerk simply because they want to get in front of them. Well, does that make the person a jerk simply because they don't want to stay in the lane that's not moving and they want to get over? The other suggestion is back off and let them in. And the last suggestion is make him wait because you're not a sucker. I don't know. That kind of sounds like a man would think that I'm not a sucker and he's not going to get in front of me. But I've heard women say that too. But is it really worth it to hassle with the person? You never know. They may need to change lanes. So again, don't take it personally. The right answer is you back off and let them in. Don't call the person a jerk, and especially if they can hear you. So just be mindful of that, because the idea is that you don't want to be full of road rage, but yet not tolerating that in others. So think about that. And the last scenario is for parents who are dropping their children off at school and they're running late, as many times is the case. And as you get closer, you see a traffic standstill, and the police, they're there, you know, passing out tickets because people are doing things at the last minute that they know that they shouldn't. Well, should you join in that? If you see it's at a standstill, what should you do? Well, the answer is don't get in a hurry, because with children, they are subject to make sudden moves and There's also the issue of having a blind spot, especially if you're in a school area. There's a specific limit in terms of what you should be driving. But the main thing is to just sit still until the traffic is moving again, because if you continue to move, you're going to get a ticket just like all of those other people who got in a hurry. That's why the police is there, and that's why they're handing out tickets. So just be mindful of that. Don't hold against others what you are guilty of doing yourself. But since the holiday is coming up, you know, the idea is to enjoy yourself and to still be around for the holidays to come. Don't let Memorial Day be the last one. Go out there, have a wonderful time, make it a great holiday, but be safe. And leave some of the rudeness and some of the crassness and some of the rage at home, because it's a lot of people out there moving around, and they all want to get to their destinations the same as you. And this is something you can do, because on this show, our goal every week is to help you move from misery to magnificence and from subpar to spectacular. And I know you can do it. So have a very safe holiday, and I'll see you after the holiday. God bless you and take care.
Mastering math can be big fun, fun for you and everyone. Play it each and every day. Master math the easy way.
Sing it, play it. Math Maze.
Why not turn math time into fun time with Math Maze, the new game craze? Get yours today at mathmaze.us.
Mom, now you can help your son master math and have big fun. Play it each and every day. Master math the easy way.
Say it, play it. Math Maze.
Make sure your child owns the skills necessary for success in high school algebra. Get it now. MathMaze.us. MathMaze.us.
And now you can help your daughter play it like you know your oughta.
Play it each and every day. Master Math the easy way. Say it, play it. Math Maze.
Math Maze cards contain both Spanish and English. Get yours today at MathMaze.us. That's MathMaze.us.
He has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, ladies, but keep your head up.